You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This is more than if a woman is mezaneh b'shogeges. Shogeges. We had a gemara, I think, this week that b'shogeg. So Rashi says a shogeg. She thought her husband was dead. That's okay. Shogeg. She thought her husband was dead. But let's say she knew her husband was alive. She just she thought you were allowed. She's asura lebayil.
Is she
shaysa? What?
No.
There's not the kinyan stira, just a woman Rosanna with Adim. No, good question, kinyan stira. You know, what would that be? Would that be kinyan stira? Yeah, l'chay wouldn't make a difference. I mean, if you warn her and she thinks you're allowed, she thought you're allowed to be Mazana. So the lumdis is, because it's a marid al-bayl. You know, as you knew you were married, and you're having relations with another man, it doesn't matter, you think halachically it's mutter. So Merida of the Baila, see Asur the Baila. So what they find in Rav Shach, they're Rav Kivega. The Chuvis is Mesupik if she loses her Ksub. Kivega in the Chuvis is Mesupik if she loses her Ksub. Nice Shaila, Rav Kivega. Maybe she's Asur the Baila. But Abi Issa the Baila. You hear the Shaila? We're just bringing Rav Kivega as a Shaila and Chuvis. Shaila of Rabbi Kivega is that, you know, if a woman is mizanet, Eishes Yischa, she's mizanet ba'ainis, she's muteris labayil. B'shoyeg, we had it last week in Saita, shogeges muter labayla. So Rashi says, what does it mean by accident? She thought her husband was dead. I said, maybe she thought it was her husband. She thought the man was her husband, it turned out it was not her husband. But if she knew that she was sleeping with someone else, even though she thought it's muterish goygeg, she thought she didn't ever learn in Yeshiva, in Beis Yankov, that you're not allowed to do that, she's asur labayla. She's asur labayla. So Kivega declares, maybe she loses that. Does she lose a ksuba also on that? Does she lose a ksuba? Maybe legabi ksuba, shogeg is enough. As legabi issa labayla, that's clear, that's the Ramah, that's the Bavus the Ramah. So Kivega is mesupik in the ksuva if she gets a ksuva. So Eve says, even though it's mefur, she's a seres labayla, but like losing the ksuva, then maybe that's enough. She doesn't lose the ksuva. The fact that she's shogeges, even though it's a merida baila, but it's not enough to make her lose the ksuva. That's Rabbi Kivega's a shayla. So he, Rabbi Kivega brings a raya in Seif Nedarim, and he refutes Rav Shach. Hagoyin Rav Shach, he refutes the Raya of Rabbi Kivega from the Gemara in Seif Nedarim. The Gemara in Seif Nedarim. You know, there's a Mishnah in the end of Nedarim that the last time we referred to it, right? This Mishnah. That B'Shoina, Shosh Nashim Yotzis V'Nodos Ksuba. Three women, they leave and they get their Ksuba. Homer is Tamei Anilach. If she says Tamei Anilach, so she leaves. Yaitzis v'naitlis ksuba. Sigmari asks, if she's an Eishes Yisrael, and she says to me anilach that she committed znus b'ratzayin, so what's the shaila? Of course, she's going to lose her ksuba if she committed znus b'ratzayin. And if it's ba'aynes, it's muta. So what do you mean, yaitzis v'naitlis ksuba? So Marb says, must be Eishes Koyin Shenensma. It must mean she's an Eishes Koyin. And she's saying to me, Anilach, it wasn't my fault. She's saying, I was Nensma. She doesn't mean she did it on purpose. She's an Eishes Koyin. She said she did Ba'inus. And Eishes Koyin is Asur Labayla. She's going to Asur Labayla. Shemaim Eishes Nensma Yesh Laksub. The Gemara in the Dharm, the Gemara is clearing. Not Rabbi Kivega Shaila, Eishes Koyin Shenensma. Does she lose Haksuba? So the Gemara says, a raya from this Mishnah. The Gemara brings a raya from this Mishnah. This is the halacha. And she's conscientensa. She's asura to the Bible. But it's not her fault. We don't blame the woman who was forced. So she gets Haksuba. So that's what it means, Tmei Anilach. That's what the Mishnah means, Tmei Anilach.
You're not worried about Shemarayim to be Acha. Every woman comes in and says, Tmei Anilach.
Yes, that's why they stopped this din. That's where the Oka this din. I mean, all right, this is the Mishnah Rishon. This is before that Shemanasne Nabach. It's the early days. Zok Rabbi Kivega, it's a raya. What's the Gemara's raya? that she's called Shenensa is Muteres Labaila. Maybe it's an Eishes Yisrael, and she's Omeres Muteres. It's a Kivegas Raya. He says, why is the Gemara forced? The Gemara seems to be forced in the position. It can't be an Eishes Yisrael, Mamanavshach. If she did it by Ratzin, she certainly loses Aksuba. If she did it by Oines, she sees Muteres Labaila. Frank Rabbi Kivega, the Gemara could have said she was Shogegas, Eishes Yisrael. It's going to Shiraya, right, Rabbi Kivega? Kivega says, right from that Gemara, that maybe it's speaking Eishes Yisrael. And she did it by Shogegas, Omeres Muta. So she's Asura Labaila, but she gets Aksuba, so it's a Raya. That she loses Aksum. Because if you're going to say that you have no raya from Eishes Kohen, maybe she's Eishes Yisrael, and she's Shogeges. And that's it. So you can't bring a raya, Eishes Kohen, Shenensa gets Aksuba, because maybe it's an Eishes Yisrael, and she's Shogeges, and she gets Aksum. That's why, so he says, that's what Kivege is. The E name are. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to say it's Yesh Laksuba, so you can say, let the Gemara answer. It's Tamei Yisrael, and she's Omer's mother, and that's why she gets Aksuba. She loses her husband, she's Asur Labaila, and she gets Aksuba. So it's a Raya. It's a Raya, she doesn't get Aksuba. So Shachis Sepela Rav Kivei. Sepela Gedayla Rav Kivei. Rav Shachis Rav Kivei. Because if you're going to say an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, if you're going to say Eishes Yisrael, the Gemara is Mesupik, Eishes Kohen Shenensa. If an Eishes Kohen Shenensa loses Aksuba, so what states an Eishes Yisrael would lose Aksuba? If an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa loses Aksuba, so would be a riot to the Shaila anyway, Zat Rav Yivega. Our only Shaila, Zat Goyin Rav Shach. It's almost a Pella Rav Yivega Rav Shach, like it was. It's hard to say Rav Shach called Rav Kivega. I'm afraid to say it. But Rav Shach says, he says, Upashit. It ends by Upashit. Because if you're going to say Eishes Kohen Shenensa loses Aksuba, so then, of course, it's Eishes Yisrael Shogega she'll lose Aksuba. If it's Eishes Kohen Shenensa loses Aksuba, there's nothing wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. She's Asura Baila, she loses Aksuba. She, of course, Eishes Yisrael Shogega would lose Aksuba. She's Asura Labaila, that we know. Fact, Eishes Yisrael Shogeges is Asur LaBayla. So if it's Eishes Kohen Shenensa would be Asur LaBayla, so of course Shogeges would be Asur LaBayla. So that's why the Gemara can't say that, because that would be a riot in the Shaila anyway. Just Rabbi Kivega says, Zok Rav Shach, now that we say Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is gets Aksuba. Now that we paskin, Eishes Kohen Shenensa gets Aksuba. So now you can clear the Shaila. So he says, Rabbi Kivega, I wanted to share with you Rabbi Kivega is a beautiful Shaila. I think Rabbi Kivega thought he had a Raya from the Gemara. Rabbi Shach says, you have no Raya from the Gemara. It's a very fascinating Shaila, this Shaila. See, this I never heard before. There's a new Shaila. I know this Ramah since I'm in Yeshiva. It's a Babusta, it's a Mabit or Marik. This Ramah that says, Shogeges, I spoke it out in the Gemara. We had last week a Gemara that Shogeges is Muta Labaila. So I said, this Shogeg doesn't mean that she thought you're allowed to commit Znus. That's already Asura Labaila. The new Shiloh we have tonight is the Ksuba. What's it mean with the Ksuba? Do we say it's an Eishes, like an Eishes Kohen? Then, so look, she fought, thought it was Mutter. Say, no, the Merida Labaila, even, it's only regarding the Issa, it's even regarding the Ksuba. Okay. I tried to run off these Rav Shachs. The office was locked tonight, so I would have shown it to you, but we're going to do the Beis HaLevi, the last page. We're going to study the last page in the Beis HaLevi. I have the Beis HaLevi, I don't need this, but the last page of the Beis HaLevi. We've covered this subject in other shiurim, the daf, of course, the Beis. We're going back to a very important question. It's machlokes in the first mishnah in Saita. So the mishnah we paskin is machlokes of Lazmir Yeshua. The three shittas that edus testimony regarding kinui stira tum everyone agrees with echad. Ed ein bo not two one one echad works for tum. Now what about kinui and stira? So there are three opinions. Rabbi Shui Paskin, like Rabbi Shua, Rambam Paskins, you need two Eidim for Kinoi and two Eidim for Stira. Rabbi Loza holds, you need two Eidim for Kinoi, but Stira is one Eid, Afilu Piyatzma, Stira, you don't need Eidim. Rabbi Yosef of Yudah is a third Shita who says you need two Eidim for Stira, but not for Kinoi. Three Shitas. One for Stira and two for Kinoi, or one for Kinoi and two for Stira, right? That's, no, it's Machlokes.
Rabbi Lozer says two by Stira and one by Kinoi. Rabbi Lozer says the opposite.
Right. Rabbi Lozer says it's two by
Stira and one by
Kinoi. Two by Kinoi. One by Stira and Yudah. So let's look. So now we'll study this. Basically, what we're going to study tonight is the Eidim for Kinoi and Stira li kuva or lebrure. You're like Kedushin and Gerushin. If a person marries and divorces without witnesses, it's nothing. Is the Eidim for Kinoi and Stira lebrure or li kuva? That's what he's going to be mafalpo. Beis Halevi. What's interesting is Rav Shach didn't see the Beis Halevi. He missed the Beis Halevi, Rav Shach. So maybe next week, we'll look at Rav Shach. Somebody tried to do it from the computer in the yeshiva. I couldn't get it. Anyway, let's look at the Beis Halevi. The Zayda. The Zayda of the Brisker of the Beis Halevi. The Shulchan Aruch, the last page. Everyone have it? It's the last page of the pamphlet. It's the last page of the pamphlet. The Shulchan Aruch, it's a new one. Last week we studied the first one. The Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezesim, Kuv Tez Vav Siv Tes. Amallah Beino Leveino Altistari Mish Ploni. He said to her privately, without Eidim, Altistari Mish Ploni. No witnesses for Kinoi. Viro Oysa Shinistera. And he saw Viro Oysa Shinistera Asurla. Oh. No witnesses. No witnesses for Kinoi and no witnesses for Stira. Asurla. Azishtek Rambam. Rav Shach. Zichrono Levracha. Brings a ray from this Rambam. That you don't need Eidim Likuva for Kinoi. This is Vrure. If he says there was Kinoi, if he says there was Stir, it's Asurit. Asurit. Chenkos Rambam, Perek Chavdal Chesishis Halacha Chavhei. It's a Rambam, off from the Rambam. In the end of Perek Dalet Chesishis, the Herakes Mikar Ledvarv, but the Saita Dav Beis. What's the Saita Dav Beis? Amrav, Rav Chiyam Yisrael, Rav Chiyam Yisrael, you go to the top. It's a paste on. Lolistri bahadi ploni. The Gemara gives good advice. Don't say to somebody, to your wife, lolistri bahadi ploni. Why? Maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Damer kinoi api atzmai. You don't need Eidim for kinoi. And then she'll be have stira. The lekoid the meisot the liftach, and you're up the creek. See, when there's a base mikdash, there's gevilch. So you give her kinoi, you give her a drink. But so quote Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Sai, who holds you don't need edim for kinoi? If there'd be a base mikdash, this is how the Kesef Mishnah learns the Gemara. Very important point. So why does Gemara say Bizman is there? Why don't you mess up Bizman Beis HaMikdash also? See, if you're going to know your wife did Kinoi and Stira, you can't give her to drink. So you'll be messed up even when there's a Beis HaMikdash. It's a very big problem in that Gemara, in that Beis. The Gemara says, Bizman HaZeh, don't do this. Bizman HaZeh, why? Maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. That you don't need Eidim for Kinoi. And again, maybe the Pshatling Mars 2A will come for Stira, or maybe he'll see the Stira and should be Asura to him. So don't do it. What's the implication? Bizman Beis HaMikdash would be okay. See, according to us, if you do this Bizman Beis HaMikdash, it would also be no good. Because if you don't have 2A for Kino, you won't be able to give it a drink. So I wouldn't try this Bizman Beis HaMikdash either.
What's he supposed to do?
Don't do it. Because according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, if they be two Eidim on Stira, you'll give it to drink. You can warn her privately. And if they'll be two Eidim for Stira, you'll give it a drink.
she was kosher.
That's it. Kesef Mishnah learns that Gemara.
Rav Shach. Says one for kinui is enough.
If one means the husband, one means even if he knows.
So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then you'll need at least two for stira. So bisman beis hamikdash. So bisman beis hamikdash. You don't have to worry. You have to worry, but if you know he won't see it. To edim come for stira, he'll give it a drink. Man of shach. If one aid comes, you don't believe the aid anyway. One witness comes for stira, just keep his eyes closed. Keep your head in the gemara. He'll keep his head in the gemara. If two edim come that his wife did stira, he's okay. If one witness comes, forget about it. So bisman beis hamikdash, that's how the Kesef Mishnah learns that Gemara. We spoke about it at Kerenot, we've spoken about this. So, look what he says. Amnam harashba, dingta. The rashba, kosa b'tshuva. See, Rav Shach didn't know the rashba. See, when you learn these people, you see who picked up what. Rav Shach he asks, he holds like the rashba, but he didn't find the rashba. The beis halevi found the rashba, fought the beis halevi. Amar rashba, kosa b'tshuva. Huv beis Yosef simen kuf ayin ches, v'zeh l'shoyin. Korv ani loyma. This is what Rashba says. Nitvi the Shulchan Aruch. B'mishom l'isht al tisteri mish ploni. Below Aden. This is what the Rashba paskins. Beis Yosef brings it. Korv ani loyma. B'mishom l'isht al tisteri mish ploni. Don't go alone with ish ploni. Gives a kinoi. Below Aden. Privately. V'nistra b'fonav. Below Aden. And he saw she had stira. He gave a kinoi without Aden. And he saw she had stira below Adam. Avishmim Torah, Eina Miskareshes. The Doraisi of Tishmuteres. Eina Miskareshes means he can keep her. Mikob go mitzvah l'garsha. He says, you know, she's a prutza. You know, get rid of her. He gives you good advice. It's a mitzvah l'garsha. She's a prutza. But she's muteres. Not like the Rama. Nitvi the Rama. Hari the Svir lehedya. And this is Pelam Rav Shach. He didn't find the Rashba. But again, you know, or just a Rosh Shiva, you know. He didn't know the Rashba. He's a Pesach, the Beis Halevi. Hari, the Svile Lehed Yedaluka Rama. Svile Dalpidin Eina Asur Alof. The Tzarch Ina La Beis Yosef Yishuchan Aruch Shlavi Dasa Rashba Kan. He says, you know, I'm Tanya Rav Shach. He Tainas the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef. Normally the Beis Yosef will bring Rishonim that argue. They don't bring the Rashba. So now he's going to be Mephal Blessed. What's the din? So whether it's Shach like the Rambam or like the Rashba. See, what Rav Shach brings, that he doesn't bring is a Shabbos Aryeh. Rav Shach brings Gishmak and Gishmak and Zach. The Beis Halevi didn't see that. He found other things the Beis Halevi didn't find. Beis Halevi, no, that's the way it works. So let's see what the Beis Halevi says. Shalim, that's V'emis Lefum Riata. Nbira Misugis Agmar Mefurish Kal Rashba. It's Niref Misugis Agmarim Mefurish Karashba. Nitvi the Ramba. Why? The Bereish Saita Tanan. The Rablaza Armor, so he quotes the beginning again. The Marinim Minyav Saita. The Rablaza Armor Mekana Law Abishnai, Mashkel Piyah. That's the Mishnah. Machlok Sibla, first Mishnah. Like Sibla Mishu. Mekana Abishnai. Mashkirechot. Shemak Mapipa is a Mashkel Bishnai. First Mugmar Tamad Rab Yeshua. Mar says, how come Rav Yeshua needs two for kina and stira? Siv eid ain ba, velo bikina, velo bistira. Eid ain ba means for tumah, you only need one. Ba, we mamayit kina and stira. That's the time of Rav Yeshua, that ba. Ba, velo bikina, velo bistira. Shomim matz mitzvah shnei eid. Rabbi Lazar sfirle. Rabbi Lazar switches to ba. See, it's ba, velo bikina. You know, one eid, ba, velo bikina. That means for kina you need two. And for stira, you only need one, right? Right. Rabbi Yishev Mestiz, let me mention the Lagdam. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the opposite. Rabbi Yishev Mestiz, Loki Yaitan Tan. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Loza, the two versions in Rabbi Loza. Mekanal Apiyed Echad, he holds, you warn her with one witness. Umashka Apishnai, and you mashka with two. Why? Because he dashens ba, b'dabel abistira. Remember the Gemara, one dash is bav v'lo b'kinei, one dash is bav v'lo b'stira, and Rabbi Yeshua davish is both. That's okay now. Hare de leka shum and the arma the yispar the bein kinu the instira sagi berecha. There's no such sheet that a kinu instira is enough one witness. Everyone agrees you need two witnesses, either for both kin and steer, like Rabbi Yeshua, like Lachar, we paskin, or you need only for one of them. There is no man that Omar the Yisbar the Bein Nakin of a steer sag ben echad. The pleading, the bohapli. Rabbi Yeshua savar the vay boy bezed. Rabbi Elazar savar lei but the achren of my brakada. Rabbi Elazar's ba is my only kina osti, but only one of them. Manitarti. I believe there was a pligi tanoi that Mishnah siulei. It's a machlekes. The Mishnah and the Brisa and Rabbi Shimon Yehuda. What Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Mishnah siulei the mukum lezer mira shal pasgal kinoi that you only need the mira's ba is going kinoi that you need two edim. Rabbi Mishnah siulei was a mukula stira that you need two edim. Now kaparim chadmin ayvaditzach beizim. They both agree you need to aid them for one thing, either kino or stira, so you can mute the ba. If there's a ba here, you might something to my chabos chad meritati.
Maybe two.
No. Eight ain't ba is going on top. Told me you need only one with this. Ain't machlokes. So that's why it says the Rashba. The Rashba is lachara good. Says because of a Rashba. The makino gamma stira pi eid echad. If the kino and stira is up pi eid echad, that's the Rashbi quoted. Well, the husband saw it, he's like an Eid Echad. Remember the Karen Ira? He studied the Karen Ira. When Eid Echad is believed, the husband is like an Eid Echad. Happy Eid Echad, Eid Echad, love, happy din. Ah, now what's Pshat in the Gemara? Now what did the Gemara mean when Rabbi Chanina said Misura? Rabbi Chanina Misura. He said, today don't do it. What did he mean, Rabbi Chanina? It's a very important point. He said, don't warn your wife. Don't give a kinui private. Don't even give up kinui privately. Don't want him. Vadam Rab Chanina Misura. Lo yinim in the Shemiz Man Hazeh. Dil Mekayim Alon Krab Yosef Ab Yehuda. Maybe we paskin like Rab Yosef Ab Yehuda. So what we paskin like Rab Yosef Ab Yehuda? I need to aid him for the stira. So what is he worried about? Bal Korchach Mucha Lefarish. Rav Shach brings this from the Kesef Mishnah. Bal Korch Mukhlefarish, the Chashim Yeshneidim Bestirasa. I saw Rav Shach brings this from the Kesef Mishnah. This Pshat by Salevi's Pshat. Bestirasa. That's what we're afraid of. According to Rabbi Yosef Ab Yehuda, you got problems. You're going to give the kinyan alone, fine. So if no Eidim will come for the stira, you're okay, but maybe two Eidim will come that she starts it. That's what he's worried about. Rabbi Yosef Ab Yehuda, Bestira. Avlachim Manav Shach Muteris. So he found it a different place. Shumat says he bilchus gedolus hilchus min the bahag. Vzel shodim of chanina lahimish still mekam grav shabuda vedilma mikri misterosa ede steer of lekod meisat. Yeah. So he found it one place. Rav Shach found it in the Kesef Mishnah. Hari da he said be al tivay gemara the chashinim she steer with the edim kolch ke blavach hashoy uchamoshik kasafu blavach hashoy memanav shach. If there's no Eidim for the kinoi and no Eidim for the steering, then there's no problem. She's muteris. Nitvi the Ramba. L'chotzi and Godel on Ramba, Batur. So it's the Ramba in Tur, ignoring this Gemara. The Gezeshi Kotzi, the Shnei Belo Eidim, Gamkin Asura, and L'chomenov she muteris. Oh, you see Mishara Bezeh. Rabbi Salevi says, I didn't say anybody asked this. The L'chotzi is clear in the Gemara, not like the Rambam, this Tur, this Shulchan Aruch and Kufta Zvav, the Rambam, that says with no edim and kinoi, no in steer, she's necessary. Zot the beis alevi, ois beis, the nearer the sfile la ramba, the afagav the chazin and lehedya, the itan and zmach the kinoi beis edim, in a kavan mishum that manas lechot. It's not only for them manas. The edim and kinoi, Rav Shach calls the ikuva. Without edim, it's nit kinoi, it's like marriage and divorce. It's ain a kavan mishum that manas lechud. You need to aid them, what we call a vrure, to prove it. Ela below aid them love ikinu klal. Prove it. See, the Beis Halevi is saying, Rav Shach, Vaisa says, this is a machlokes. But the Beis Halevi is saying, the Rambam holds that the aidim of kinui is likuva. It's likuva. That means the one that holds you need to aid him for kinui is likuva. Quote Rabbi Yosef Ab Yehuda, you don't need to aid him. But according to us that you need to aid him, even if he knows, it's nothing. Like if you know you got married, the woman knows she got married. She's not married. Aid likuva means, Ben, that the aid him create the marriage. They create, without the Edom, it's not a marriage, like marriage and divorce. If there's no Edom by marriage, you're not married, but you can't prove it. So he's saying, the Reis HaLevi is saying, that Edom for Kina is Likuva. Edom for Kina is Likuva. If it wouldn't be, what is it going to have to say? Because maybe we paskin like Rabbi Sibi Yehuda. If it wouldn't be Likuva, then even quote to every Shita, quote to every Shita, don't warn her privately, because she may do stira, and then she may asura to you. Teretz says it's only like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But if you hold your need to aid in Fakini, it's Le'ikuva. It's not Kina. And it brings a raya.
What's the problem that she should be also to him? Why would that be a problem? Why not warn her?
But we don't. You don't want your wife to become asura to you. You're gonna get yourself. See, when there's a base mikdash.
But if she's gonna be doing this with other people, then you want it. Then you want to get out of it.
So that's like the Rashba said. You know, you should. The question is, the Gemara is giving you advice. You don't want to be asura. If you want to get rid of her, nechanami. I mean, the Rashba said it's a good idea to get rid of her.
Obviously, yeah. So what do you mean not warning?
Just
she'll keep on doing it.
I mean, you're asking. Stop. What's the Gemara's advice? You mean? What's the Gemara? What kind of advice is this in the Gemara? Yeah, don't warn her.
If you're going to warn her and she's still doing it, then achas kam v'kam. If you don't warn her, she's going
to
do it.
Don't get angry and just say this to her. Right?
Yeah.
Don't get angry at her. Just say
she deserves it. Right. A guy just loses his temper.
Right.
If she deserves it.
Right.
You're right, yes. He's saying good terms. The Gemara means just to get mad at your wife. You know, so don't, this shouldn't be, you know, like you get angry, so you'll do this.
If she has a reason.
Yeah, you're right. See, Gemara just means it's a good pshat. It's a good teretz. The Gemara doesn't mean when she, if you're really suspicious, then you better warn your rabbi. Warn her. Gemara just means just don't do it. Is that how we learn pshat? I mean, yeah. And if we, somebody will admire this.
It's just not, you get angry, that's not what you should be telling her. You get right wrong.
But no, so you're right, you know, Yitzchak was asking, I don't remember how we learned, it's so long ago, I don't remember if we learned pshat that way, yes, but it's a good zog. Yeah. So he says, that the two Edom and Kina is Le'ikuva. It's Le'ikuva. And Mela, if there's not, if you hold you need two Edom and Kinui, and you don't have Edom and Kinui, see, even though they're Edom and Stira, even though she's Muteres, it's Edom Le'ikuva. The Isser is only, this is not like the Rambam, we'll see in a minute. Hi, the Rambam. Yeah, Raila's it. He brings a right from the Gemara. I live with the Kamla Lane Mainish. Oh, the Gemara says, don't say it to wife. Dil Makayim like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Im Nomar, if you're going to say, the Mandamatzach Beid, if you're going to say it's only Livrure, so why is that only we asked? We discussed this earlier. I'll remind you of Rav Shach's answer. So he says, if the Nomar, the Mandamatzach Beid, Havrach Mishum Shein Abal Neman, it's only, because it's not Neman, it's only Levrure though. But if he knows, it'll be Asur. In other words, it's not that you need the Edom of the Kinui to make this, just to prove it. Im kenare lukumai te asurla. Lukulam te asurla. The balu yodeyemes, the Kinui. If he knows, he did it. He knows he did it. So what's the Gemara saying? Only Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. The Kinui, that's his Ryan, basically. Should I tell you the answer? This is the basis of his right. This Gemara says, "Loit Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, don't do this." Vice versa, according to the Tanoim, you need two Edim. You would this would be okay. But if you're going to say it's not Edim Likuva, so it's not okay. If it's Levrure, you know, so should be Asura to you. The answer is Rav Shach Einachinami. The Gemara just means according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. In the time of the Beis Mikdash, Bizman Hazeh, that's all the Gemara means. That Bizman Hazeh, Kot Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do this. But Bizman Beis HaMikdash, you could. Because Kot Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you bring Edom to Edom, you give it a drink. But Ein Achinami, the Gemara means, but Legabi, all the other ones would be the same then. See, that's how Rav Shach wants to fend for the Gemara. He brings a pshat. Let's see. Okay. El al karch. Rabbi Beis HaLevi is saying, no, if you hold, you need to aid him by kinui, it's li'ikuva. That means even if you know, it's like knowing you got married. The iser is li'ikuva to have to aid him. Yet, according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, it needs to wait in Vestira, have you rock with your nemanus, not Vestira. We make an amazing chilah. To aid him for kinu is likuva, but not to aid him for steer. That's the brewery. Whoa! It's like it sounds like a prophetic vart, a new prophecy. That the aid him for, what do you get? Aid him for kinu is likuva, Zakta Beisalei. For steer, it's only rak mishum nemanus. It's the brewery. Then echo nam lashkos lafsiuk subasa. Avinya iser, but linya iser. Came Shubatsmo Yoda Rushnistrasura alone. Now Sabesa is gonna give us this logical. Manavshach. What do you mechal between Kina and Stira? We learn a homosexual, right? Kina and Stira. Suddenly we're deciding Besalevi is deciding. Abchaim Stata that the Aidim for Kina is Likuva and for Stira is Lebruri. Then Mrs. Svar came. Svar is it's logical. It says don't think it's counterintuitive, it's logical. The bishlam a kinu b'la edim yisham dichvas le b'kinu shalai dichvas la. She warned him privately. She doesn't care about it. B'lo of the chas chasa she nisera achak. She was in kinu b'la edim. He's saying it's a psychological thing. If he warned her privately, she doesn't. She's not goyis if he warned her privately. He's saying it's psychological. She's when he warns in front of witnesses. Oh, so now she's now she's gonna be ike edim. Like she la rasa edim lamadi. He wants to say a big chiddush. It's like by kedushin edim achori apargut. If you marry a woman and she's not aware that they're edim, remember that shaila. If a man marries a woman and she doesn't know they're edim, it's not. I think it's not good kedushin. She has to know they're edim. So it's the same thing here. She has to know for the kini to be effective. That's to be edim, and she has to know they're edim. Of a steer. Steer, who cares? See, he's saying by Kina, there's a logic, that there's a psychological thinking. By steer, once she had steer, where the witnesses are not witnesses that she had steer, it's the same suspicion. Steer, it's a simple svara. By steer, if she went alone in the room with the guy, it looks bad. What's the difference if they're Edom, she went in the room with him or not Edom? I'll steer my svar lom with the Edom lav his steer. They steer the sudbug and says, Kaima. Come on to my baras and since I saw come on, brother, sister. So Besalevi says, don't think this is just a chok, a prophecy. He says, it makes sense to make this difference.
She may not take the steer seriously if there's no Edom. You say by Kina, if there's no Edom, she's not going to take it seriously.
What does it say on this? You're right. That's what he's saying. He's saying by kinui is a psychological element.
And by steer, it's not the same thing.
There's no psychological element. She went in a room. He was warned. She went alone in a room with him. So what's the difference? If he saw it, or Tuedim saw it, that's already livrure. But we have to prove it. She'll deny it. But if she did it, what's the difference? If she did it. She did it. You know, she Edom saw. She didn't see it. There's no logical to differentiate. He's saying, look, Gabi kinui, there's a logical svara to differentiate. Look, Abi Stiris, he's giving this amazing chiddush, but there's some logic to it. Now, what does it say on that line? Who has the? I have the Beis Halev. Yeah, I have the Beis Halev. I wrote it in, and it still didn't come on the machine. Then he says, "The mirror the Sfilei the Rambam." Yeah. Okay, so he says, "The old mirror." I have it here. Yeah. Somebody has it. There's one sheet there. Yeah, what does it say there?
It
says the Rashba agrees to the Rambam. The Rambam agrees to the Rashba. I just read you the line. I have the Beis Halevi here. Now we seem to have a machlokes Rashba and Rambam. Rashba holds, no, that you keep it alone and steer alone is Issa. So the Chodah Rashba argues with this. The Rashba we quoted, the Rashba the Rav Shach didn't discover, the Chuvas HaRashba, Beis Yosef brings it, that says if he warns her alone, and he knows about the steer, she's asura. Idea, there's no edus on the king. So he says, cholik al Rambam destroys the dachma. V'onir Yosef the Rashba, eino cholik al Rambam b'svarzu. B'svarzu. You pick it up, the sixth line, below the line on top. B'svarzu. He's saying the Rashba is made to the Rambam with this svar. The Hachman Damid Mitzvich Eidim Bistira Rak Mishu Bistnak Nishemanis.
If the Dindo Rashba says that within Torah she's
Muteris, right. So you see,
Lachar. You say he's agreeing to the Gemara.
Yeah, so one second, yeah. Says that the Hagman of Mitzchah Edom is Stira, Rak Mishin Ben Manas. We gone below Edom, and Babal Batzmo Yoda, Ha'emesh Nisri Yisrael. So let's, now we're going to get to the Rashba. I have a hundred cuts of a Rashba, that'll be Din Muteris. I, the Rashba says, I'll be Din Muteris. How can that be? Whom Yishum Dehar Rabbi Yeshua Sfilei the Mishnah, the Bein Bikinu Vein Bistira Boishne Edom. Rabbi Yeshua holds the Bein Bikinu Vein Bistira, you need to aid him. Now you say, well, you only need to aid him for the... Well, we pass the Kabbashim, you need to aid him for both. But we're saying the Kinu is... We hold the Kabbashim. We pass the Kabbashim. To aid him for Kinu and to aid him for Stira. So... If the husband would, if there would be two Aiden for Kinoi, and he would see the Stira, the Rashbi Modish is Asur. But there's no Aiden for Kinoi either. See, we don't hold like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. We hold you need Aiden for Kinoi. And Aiden for Kinoi is Likuva. So the Rashbi is not saying that you don't need either Aiden Likuva, that's Muteris. He doesn't mean even if there'd be Aiden for Kinoi. He just means in the case where there's no Aiden for Kinoi either. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda come at the Kinoi Sagi Api Atzmo. Or have you rak Ali with Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda is going to quote Rabbi Elazar. We don't pass Rabbi Elazar, says the Beis Halevi. Of Rabbi Yeshua, let Kulam Asfir the Kinoi have a P Beis. Quote Rabbi Yeshua, we hold you need to Aiden. Vari Bechol Ducha Kamelach Rabbi Yeshua. The Rashb is basing himself on Rabbi Yeshua. And the Kotei Mishia need two Aiden for Kinoi. So even though, so Rashba says, if he gave a Kinoi privately, and he saw the steer, it's Muteris. Because the Aiden of Kinoi are missing. The guy read, Rakh Rabbi Dal Makos, Haskim Benidah, Lach Rabbaza. Ah, Adam Rav Chino Leima Inish. The Makai Gram Tzibu Di Yesh Lama. The Rav Chanina Karmadu Lachatchil Ala Leima. The Lama Lach Smatzmo Beplukta. This is how the Rashba learns the Gemara. The Rashba learns the Gemara. That don't do it because of quote to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Quote to us, there's no problem. Quote is la halacha. See what's that, this, we discussed this on that base. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Rabbi Chanina saying? Like paskin, he means don't get involved in the machlokes. Why are you gonna don't give a warning? Beino levein atzmecha, because we may paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So the ma'isa we don't, but don't, you know what? Why should you make your wife a sur according to one mandamer? The yesh lo lachush lechatchil dam yotzei b'yuda. Avu yemtzi l'rash b'lekan k'rav yeshua. V'ad m'say m'chani the dil m'mitzt v'nes olav. Enoch v'ad m'nistar ti asur. Rakalach dil m'kai 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 He's saying that Shulchan Aruch means that you're gonna have to learn this way. Now we have Stir and Shulchan Aruch. The Besimakuf Ayinchesiv Beis Kosev Ketsu Akinoi. Omufne Beis Al Tisri. Shulchan Aruch writes you need to aid them for Kino. Of Stiv Vav Sham Kosev. The Chen Nisr Ufne Beis and Mishas Kedai Tom. Ima Velo Kino Ufne Aidim. Muteris. You need Aiden for Kinei Stirish in Osim Ala Yichud, Fil Nistra Al Das Erva, and Ken Kinela Bifnei Beis. Clear in the Shulchan Aruch, she's only Neseris if you have Kinei in front of two and Stira in front of two. Harid Pesil Adi, but low Kinela Bifnei Beis Muteris. So, and then the Mechaba Paskins are Pchanina. It's a Stira in Mechabas. The Mechaba Paskins Bizman Azeh, don't warn your wife not to do Kinei. Either Mechaba says clearly, over Siv Zayin Kosev Adrab Chanid Lo Leime Ish. So what's the answer to this? Stir and Shulchan Aruch. He means don't. You should lechatchila worry about the other opinion. Avad al Allah, we don't paskin like that opinion. That's what the Beis Halevi is saying. Umurchel Amud the Sfir Dachal Amrab Chanid Lo Havirak lechatchila.
So he did it.
Now you know what the problem is. The Rambam. Yes, yeah, so but he if he did, it'll be Muteris. If he'd won her privately, so he's saying by Salevi, the mice if he'd won her privately, and she'd be Muteris. You need two Aiden for Kino.
Even
Bismar Besamigdash? Yes. Even Zamis means we hold Kino, he's saying that Kino in front of two is Likuva. If you don't do kinyan, if you hold, you need two eidim for kinyan, and you don't have two eidim, so there's no kinyan, she's muteris. It's like any married woman who does stir is muteris labayla, without a kinyan. The problem is the stir in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, what is the Rambam? Kinyan pi atzmai, and stir is asura. So the Rambam holds that that kinyan alone is not eidim likuv. See, the Beis Halevi is very good in the Rashba. So what is he now? Near this feel of Rambam. So how can he say the Rambam holds this way? He's saying Rambam holds to Adam is Likuv. Either Rambam paskins that if he sees the kinoi and the stiris is Asura, think of Rambam. So what's going on here? See, he's asking stiris Shulchan Aruch, what is Niyaska the Rambam itself? Veneer this feel of Rambam. Look at the beginning of those days. The afagav the chazin and the hedya that tantrach bikini beis edim at kavanah mishum them manis lechud. Ablo edim la bikini klal. So how could the Rambam paskin that amla beinol veinol tistrimish ploni and renister it's asurla? So he asks in Shulchan Aruch, what is niyaskin on the Rambam? V'divrei Shulchan Aruch, let's see what he asks in the bracket. Why didn't he ask this on the Rambam? V'divrei Shulchan Aruch tzarich in Godlam. The source of the verse should be simi kuftav tzvav. Pasuk shem. The gam bikini api atzma asura. Okay, Shulchan Aruch. Soyser himself. But how can the Beis Halevi say the Rambam holds this way? The Beis Halevi, he's saying it's a stir in Shulchan Aruch. There's one place, the Shulchan Aruch is mashma. You know, the Gemara holds, you don't need a stir in Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes pasuk is this way, one place. So he has a stir in Shulchan Aruch. What about the Rambam? The Rambam is saying if he sees it alone, he holds kinui is not likuv. The Rambam seems clearly that kinui is not likuv, it's just livrure.
Did he say that the Rambam was holding like the Rashba?
Well, he's saying the Rashba agrees to the Rambam that it must be. He's saying the Rashba splits the ticket. That the two Eidim, he's saying the Rashba agrees to the Rambam, not the Rambam agrees to the Rashba. I mean, there is a machlek to the Rambam and the Rashba, if you have no Eidim at all. The Rashba says if there are no Eidim, right? The Rashba said. So she's muteris.
She's muteris, but right. Be the Torah. And then he has to give
no, her. No, he just says mitzvah. It means it's just a mitzvah. It's not, it's a frumkeit. Mitzvah, it doesn't mean it's muteris. It's just a mitzvah, you know, it's a good thing. It's good. You don't keep a wife as a wife, you get rid of her. Mitzvah, it doesn't mean it's asur.
Okay,
so
watch out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my talmidim know that I love Sfaradim, you know. Chacham Avadya, they had the God Lador, so whatever you... always have a breath. Right. I gotta go. So, I don't know. According to the Rambam, what he's saying is good in the Rashba. Rashba holds muteris because Eidim likuva. Maybe it's a mistake. It means Ois Beis is la Rashba, not la Rambam. This feel la Rashba. But what does he say in that bottom line that's erased? Anira line, this feel la Rashba. He says a Rambam. That gama Rashba in ocholik al Rambam besvarzu in bestir rak mishum den amaris. Looks like he's talking in the Rambam. But how can he say that the Rambam holds Eidi on Kinui is Likuva if the Rambam says Beferish that that you don't need Eidim on Kinui, she's still Asura?
It says you need
Eidim
for Stira, not for Kinui.
That's Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda's sheet. But the Rambam holds Lamaisa, he brings a Rambam, Perich Avdal Alocha Chehei, that. If you have no Eidim on Kinui or Stira, she's Asura. Beino levei noa, altistri mish ploni. Ra'osa Shanistra, the first lines of the...
She's
Asura, not like the Rashba. The Rambam holds and the Shulchan Aruch, she's Asura, without Edom on anything.
Yes.
So how can he say that the Rambam holds you need Edom Likuv and Kinu? See, here's the Steer in Shulchan Aruch. What he says in the Rambam is false. He's asking a Steer in Shulchan Aruch. And it is a steer in Shulchan Aruch. So one place the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, it's only with Kini, with Edom, she's Asura. And another place the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam. But how can he, see, he wants to make a chalei, for Kini you need Edom Likuva. A steer is only Levroi. That was the big Salevi's big Einfa. So it could be the Rashba holds that way. But the Rambam Lachar is clear that the Edom for Kini is not Likuva.
No, you don't have to have it.
Right.
The Rambam
didn't
have to
pronounce
it.
Right. Remember, I chazed over, I was doing this Pesach Levi, the Brisker Rav, we learned that. See, we studied on the Sugya Brisker Rav. What was the Brisker Rav's theory? See, Rashi in the first Mishnah says that Kini is Stira Lagabi Isura. You need Edom for Isura. So Brisker Rav says, we're talking about Shtia here. Remember that Brisker Rav? There's a Rashi in that Beis in Saita. We gave a whole shir on this Brisker Rav. I think it's relevant for this Beis Halevi, by the way. Because he says, Rashi says there that Kinistira creates an Issa. So the Brisker Rav says, why is Rashi saying that? The Mishnah is talking about drinking. It's talking about drinking, not Issa. See, I'm not just saying, quote the Brisker Rav. So what did the Brisker Rav say? What was his idea? You know what the Brisker Rav said? That he said you need an isser, the two kinds of issers, an isser to drink and an isser shavya nafshe. He may know something, so it's usser to him. But it's not to drink, you need an isser, a formal isser. The fact that he knows is not enough isser to make her drink. It's a Brisker Rav. Remember Yossi, the Brisker Rav? There's an isser to drink and a stamen isser. So when the Beis Halevi says you need to aid him for kina, it would be nice if he only meant Lagabi drinking. Edom Likuva, you need to Edom Fakini to drink. But he doesn't mean that. See, if he would mean that, then we can answer the Steer in the Rambam. See, quote to Brisker Rav, you could say, yeah, Edom Likuva Fakini, that's Lagabi drinking. But Lagabi Isurim, that's a different thing. And Issa, you create without Edom. But Edom Likuva for drinking. Yeah, but it doesn't. So am I making a mistake or something? You know, what's happening here? I'm just a little confused that he's saying that the Rambam holds that Edom Likuva for Kinui, when he himself just brought the Rambam on top at the beginning of the same tshuva that the Rambam holds, you don't need Edom to make an Isser. Lavikinu Kla. And he doesn't mean only. He doesn't mean. Does he mean the gabi drinking or the gimz the gabi yisse? No, he means the gabi yisse. Clear, he's clearly he says the gabi yisse. Harikolam eti asuralo. He says should be asuralo. He's saying wouldn't be asuralo. He's saying the Gemara says it's only like Rabbi Yehuda be asuralo. But according to us, that you need two aidim. According to us, they need to aid him, unless he's learning the Rambam. You know, there's a pshat in the Gemara that we're choshish Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Shita. Maybe the Beis Halevi means that the Rambam is worried about Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Shita. There is a little bit way out of this, because some Achronim learn that Gemara that Rabbi, you know, says don't do this today because of Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. I basically would be paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. No, maybe the Rambam paskin like, right? But he doesn't. The problem is the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. It's clear from the Rambam he paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, but the Beis Halevi is saying if you don't hold like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, you need two edim likuva. So it should be muteris. I can't get out of this. That's it. If I'll work on it during the week. If I find an answer, I'll let the Olam know. I have a problem with this. I end the shiur with a problematic. The Beis Halevi. I can't wiggle out of this. I don't know how he can say something like this. Basically, it contradicts the other Rambam. It's funny because he has a steer in Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't take note that the Rambam, he has a steer in Shulchan Aruch. There's one place the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, the Edom Likuva. You don't create an Isser unless you have Edom and Kinoi. And the other place the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. But you're saying the Rambam holds this way. How can he say the Rambam holds this way when he quotes himself the Rambam, who says, see, to me it looks like that the machlokes to Rashba and the Rambam is if you need Edom Likuva and Kinoi, that's the Pashut Pshat. The Pashut Pshat, La'alocha, is machlokes to Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba holds that you need Edom Likuva and Kinoi, and the Rambam holds not. That's the Pashut Pshat. But the Beis Halevi is saying that the Rambam holds it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.